A bicyclist has died from injuries sustained in a collision that occurred yesterday in Eureka. Laura Montagna with the Eureka Police Department shared this update.
On May 6, 2025, at about 8:27 a.m., Eureka Police Department patrol officers, Community Safety Engagement Team CSET officers, and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a report of a semi-truck versus bicycle collision at West Harris at Union Street. Upon arrival, Humboldt Bay Fire personnel determined the bicyclist to be deceased. As standard protocol, personnel from EPD's Criminal Investigations Unit and Major Fatal Injury Team responded to conduct the investigation. A traffic officer from California Highway Patrol also responded to assist. During the investigation, surveillance footage of the collision was obtained. These are the current facts known about the collision. The semi-truck was traveling north on Union Street and stopped for the red light at West Harris. The 73-year-old male bicyclist was traveling west on the southern sidewalk of West Harris and approached Union. As the semi-truck began making a right-hand east turn, the bicyclist continued west on West Harris. The semi-truck and bicyclist collided. Alcohol or drug impairment does not appear to be a factor in this collision. If anyone witnessed the collision or has any information that may assist with the investigation, please call Eureka Police Department's Criminal Investigations Unit at 707-441-4300.
KMI News extends our deepest condolences to the victims' loved ones. Advocacy groups, including the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities, say data continues to show a serious safety crisis for pedestrians and bicyclists along Eureka's Broadway corridor. They've long called for urgent action, warning that the situation is too severe to wait for long-term infrastructure changes. The coalition is advocating for immediate safety improvements through a proposed project design to reduce risks for non-drivers. You can learn more about their efforts to make Eureka safer for bicyclists and pedestrians by visiting transportationpriorities.org.